Here we have a relatively small aircraft, twin-engined, standing on the taxiway, and there's quite a lot of smoke coming out of the engines. There's a fire truck trying to maybe put the fire out. He's spraying some kind of red liquid, so possibly to kill the flames or at least kill the fire. Passengers are coming out of this aircraft. The right hand side emergency chute has been inflated, and people are coming up from there. Also on the left hand side of the aircraft, people are coming down the stairs. And I think the co-pilot, or at least pilot, is guiding people down the chute as well. So people don't seem to be in a rush. They're just walking about. They don't seem panicked at all. So maybe it's not a major emergency, but maybe they're just spraying this liquid as a standard procedure. Maybe there's no fire at all. Also on the left, we have two vehicles. Probably there were officials in there coming at the scene.
Which part of the airport is the aircraft situated at the moment?
I don't know. It looks like might not be a taxiway, but maybe some kind of apron dedicated to these sorts of emergencies or for training purposes, maybe. I'm not quite sure. There seems to be quite a large area and some white lines painted on the ground, so maybe it's used as parking stands as well.
Okay.
On the far back of the picture, we have two, well, at least one 747, I think, standing there, and not much activity about. So,
how do you know it's a 747?
Well, it looks like it anyway. can't be sure. But
What can you see? What part of the aircraft can you see?
Well, we see the aft of the aircraft. The tail of the aircraft, and you can also see the engines, just about.
Just about.
Yeah.
Okay. What factors are important in an emergency for successful evacuation of passengers?
I guess you have to follow the procedures, which are pretty thorough. First of all, tell passengers not to panic, because in case of if they just start panicking, they'll be a mess and people might get injured unnecessarily. And so try and calm them down and guide them through the procedure and what they'll have to do and so on. Obviously, if the aircraft is on the ground, they'll not be as scared perhaps as they would have been if they had been in the air. But in any case, just follow the procedure. Everything's been detailed, and cabin crew has been trained, so they should be able to deal with that.
And you mentioned this might be practice, some kind of exercise.
Yeah, maybe, because people really don't seem to be, you know, rushing out the aircraft. They're just walking down the stairs and moving along quite happily, I think. So I don't know, maybe for training purposes, or maybe an actual incident, but I can't really say, but it seems like
okay.
It might be training.